This is the Sakar Murli of the 11th of November, 2025. Essence, sweet children, say Baba Baba from your hearts, and you will have goose pimples of happiness. Stay in happiness, and you will become conquerors of Maya. Question, what one thing, which is the basis of happiness and remembrance, do some children find to be hard work? Answer. It takes effort to become soul conscious. But it is by becoming this that your mercury of happiness rises and you remember sweet Baba. Maya continues to make you body conscious. Maya becomes powerful with the powerful ones and fights them. However, you mustn't be confused by this. Baba says, children, don't be afraid of the storms of Maya. Just don't perform any sinful actions with your physical senses. Om Shanti. The spiritual father explains to you spiritual children. That is, he gives you teachings and educates you. You children know that the Father who is teaching you is constantly soul conscious. He is incorporeal. He doesn't take a body. He doesn't come into rebirth. The Father explains, you children have to consider yourselves to be souls like me. I am the Supreme Father. The Supreme Soul doesn't have a body. You cannot say that he is soul conscious. He is incorporeal. The Father says, I do not have a body of my own. You have been continuously receiving bodies. Now, become like me, detached from the body, and consider yourselves to be souls. If you want to become a master of the world, there is nothing more difficult than that. The Father says, renounce body consciousness and become like me. Always keep it in your intellects that you are souls and that Baba is teaching us. The Father is incorporeal, so how would he teach us? This is why Baba comes and teaches us through this body. They show a galmuk, cow's mouth. Now how could the Ganges emerge from the mouth of a cow? Mothers are also called mother cows. You are all cows. This one, Brahma Baba, isn't a cow. You receive this knowledge through the mouth. The Father doesn't have a cow. They show him riding a bull. They also say Shiva and Shankar are one. You children now understand that Shiva and Shankar are not the same. Shiva is the highest on high, and then there are Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar. That Brahma is a resident of the subtle region. You children have to churn the ocean of this knowledge and extract points to explain, and you also have to become fearless. Only you children have happiness. You say, we are students of God. Baba is teaching us. God speaks, O children, I teach you in order to make you into the kings of kings. No matter where you go, to the centers or anywhere else, it is in your intellects that Baba is teaching you. Whatever you listen to at a center is the Murli spoken by Baba. Continue to say Baba, Baba. This is also your pilgrimage. The word yoga is not really appropriate. Human beings go on foot to pilgrimage places like Amarnath and Badrinath. You children now have to go back to your home. You know that this unlimited play is now coming to an end. Baba has come to make us worthy and to take us back. You yourselves say, we are impure. Impure beings cannot attain liberation. The Father says, O souls, you have become impure. They consider their bodies to be impure and go and bathe in the Ganges. They say that souls are immune to the effect of action. The Father explains, the main thing is the soul. It is said, a charitable soul and a sinful soul. Remember these words very well. You have to understand this yourselves, and then make others understand. It is you who have to give lectures. The Father is not going to go from village to village and street to street. You should have these pictures in all of your homes. How does the cycle of 84 births turn? It is very clear in the picture of the ladder. The Father says, now become Seto Pradhan. You have to go back home, and you cannot go back without becoming pure. You should just have this one concern. Many children write to Baba, so many storms of Maya come to me. Very dirty thoughts come into my mind. They did not come before. The Father says, don't worry about it. Previously, you were not on the battlefield. You now have to stay in remembrance of the Father and gain victory over Maya. Remember this again and again. Tie a knot, just as mothers tie a knot, and men write it in their notebooks. This badge of yours is a good symbol. We are becoming princes. This is the godly university for changing from a beggar to a prince. You were princes, were you not? Sri Krishna was the prince of the world. Just as in England there is the Prince of Wales. That is a limited matter. Radhe and Krishna are very famous. Because they were the prince and princess of heaven, everyone loves them. Sri Krishna is loved a great deal. Both of them should be loved. It should first be Radhe, but it is the male child who is loved more because he becomes the heir. A wife has love for her husband. It is of the husband that they say, he is your guru and your god. This is not said of the wife. In the golden age, the mothers are praised. First, it is Lakshmi and then Narayan. There is so much regard for the goddess Amba. She is the daughter of Brahma. There is not as much regard for Brahma. There is a temple to Brahma in Ajmer where melas, etc. take place. There are also melas in the temples to Amba. In fact, all of those melas are to make you dirty. This mela of yours is to make you clean. In order to become clean, you have to remember the clean, pure Father. You cannot be absolved of your sins with water. The word of God, Manmanabhav, is mentioned in the Gita. It is mentioned at the beginning as well as at the end. You children know that it was we who started worshipping. There is Sato Pradhan devotion, then Sato, Rajo, and then Tamo devotion. Look, they now even worship mud and stones. All of that is blind faith. At this time, you are sitting at the confluence. This is an inverted tree. The seed is at the top. The Father says, I am the creator and the seed of this human world tree. I am now establishing a new world. The sapling is being planted. Old leaves of a tree fall off and new leaves start to appear. The Father is now establishing the original eternal deity religion. There are many leaves who have become mixed, converted. They call themselves Hindus. In reality, Hindus belong to the original eternal deity religion. The original name of Hindustan is Bharat, where the deities used to live. No other country's name has changed, but they have changed this country's name. They call it Hindustan. Buddhists do not say that their religion is Japanese or Chinese. They call their religion Buddhism. Here too, none of them consider themselves to be part of the original eternal deity religion. If someone says that he is part of that religion, ask him, when was that religion established and who established it? He will not be able to tell you anything. The duration of the cycle has been elongated. There is said to be the darkness of ignorance. Firstly, they do not know about their religion. Secondly, the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan has been placed far away. And that is why it is said to be extreme darkness. There is so much difference between this knowledge and that ignorance. The ocean of knowledge is Shiv Baba alone. It is just like giving someone an urn of water, simply to tell someone to remember Shiv Baba and his sins will be absolved, is just like offering a handful of water. Some bathe in it, the Ganges, and some take a pot of water. Some take small urns and some take even smaller urns. They pour a drop of water into a pot and consider it to be the water of knowledge and drink it. Vaishnavas also take this water of the Ganges in a container when they go abroad, and they keep asking for more to be sent to them. Now all of that water comes from the mountains. Water also falls from up above. These days, buildings are built with 100 floors. It will not be like that in the Golden Age. There you will have so much land, don't even ask. Here, land is scarce, and that is why they have to build so many floors. There is an abundance of grain as well. In America, when there is an abundance of grain, they have to burn it. This is the land of death. That is a land of immortality. For half a cycle, you remain happy there. Death cannot force itself in there. There is a story about this. These are unlimited matters. They have made up limited stories from these unlimited matters. Originally, the Granth was very small. It has now been made very big. Shiv Baba is so tiny, and yet they have made such a big symbol of him. Images of Buddha and the Pandavas have been made very large. There is no one like that. You children should keep a picture of your aim and objective in all your homes. We are becoming this by studying. Why then should you cry? Those who cry lose out. You become body conscious. You children have to become soul conscious. It is this that requires effort. Only by becoming soul conscious does the mercury of your happiness rise and sweet Baba is remembered. We are claiming our inheritance of heaven from Baba. Baba comes in this lucky chariot to teach us. Remember Baba day and night. You are his lovers for half a cycle. Devotees remember God. There are many devotees. Everyone in this knowledge remembers the One Father. He is the Father of all. You should have goose pimples that the Father, the ocean of knowledge, is teaching us. Storms of Maya will definitely come. Baba says, I have to face the maximum number of storms as I am at the forefront. Because storms come to me, I can understand how many storms must come to you, children, how confused you must be. Many types of storm come, even those you never had in your days of ignorance. These storms first have to come to me. Otherwise, how would I be able to explain them to you, children? This one is at the front. He is powerful, and hence Maya also fights back in a powerful way. In wrestling, not all are the same. There are the first, second, and third grades. Baba has the maximum number of storms. And this is why he says, do not be afraid of these storms. Just do not perform any sinful actions with your physical senses. Some say, why do such things happen after we have come into this knowledge? It would have been better if we had not taken this knowledge. We wouldn't have then had such thoughts. However, this is a war. Even when you are in front of a woman, you should have pure vision. Understand that as Shiv Baba's children, you are brothers, and then as the children of Prajapita Brahma, you are brothers and sisters. So where do the vices come from? Brahmins are the top knot, who become deities, and you are therefore brothers and sisters. Since you are both children of one father, Brahma, if you do not stay as a Kumar and Kumari, there will be fights. Innocent ones are assaulted. Men also write, my wife is like Putna, a female devil. There is a lot of effort involved. Young ones have to make a lot of effort. Those who live together in a pure marriage, it is a wonder. They can attain a very high status. However, that can only happen when they adopt such a stage and become clever in this knowledge. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence Bodharana 1. Do not become afraid or confused because of the storms of Maya. Just pay attention that you do not perform any sinful actions with your physical senses. Maintain the happiness that Baba, the ocean of knowledge, is teaching us. 2. In order to become Sato Pradhan, make effort to become soul conscious. Churn the ocean of this knowledge and stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Blessing. May you experience supersensuous joy by merging in the ocean of this knowledge with your pure and positive thoughts. The creatures who live in an ocean remain in that ocean and do not wish to come out. Fish stay in the water. The ocean and its water are its world. In the same way, you children too, with your pure and positive thoughts, remain constantly merged in the Father, the ocean of knowledge. Until you have experienced being merged in the ocean, you will not be able to swing in the swing of supersensuous joy or remain constantly cheerful. For this, make yourself sit in solitude. That is, be introverted and unaware of the vibrations of all other attractions. Slogan. Make your face such a mobile museum that the farther the point is visible. Abhyak signal. Increase the practice of the bodiless stage. In order to detach yourself from all bondages of your body, consider yourself to be an incarnation. Take the support of your body with the awareness of being an incarnation, and then perform actions. However, perform actions while being detached from the awareness of doing. Surrender the thought, "I did it," or "I am doing it," and you will not be tied in any bondage of karma. While being in the body, you will experience the bodiless stage. Om Shanti.